Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, ShopBack is a one-stop rewards platform where users can earn cash back on their purchases while delivering performance-based marketing to merchants. Now, within 6 years, they've rapidly grown to become the leading regional player, having overtaken incumbents and competitors in each market. But thanks to the pandemic, shopping's taken a hit. So how is ShopBack coping and still expanding for that matter? Today, we chat with Joel Leong, who's co-founder of ShopBack, to find out. Joel, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me on the call.
So what do you think? How did this happen? You've now got some 5 million across APEC people signed up to ShopBack.
So we have almost 20 million users
20
now.
And
I think,
So I
think on our side, I think we're trying, we actually see a big spike in online transactions now due to the pandemic. And I think for us, it's I would say it's a very good opportunity for us, I think, to get more users. At the same time, I think users also see more value as well, mainly because I think users become more conservative in times like that. And what happens is that they, you know, try to gear towards things that are more value for money. And I think that's where ShopBack comes in to be able to be the bridge between them and the merchants.
So how else are you seizing opportunities? You're looking at people who are trying to be more frugal but still need stuff, obviously, and then they can't go out to get their stuff, so they're shopping online. Is there some evolution that needed to happen to your strategy?
Yeah, so I think one thing that's actually quite interesting is that the type of things that people buy has sort of shifted, right? They still are buying quite a lot of things online, and then we see that there are some changes in their patterns. So I and then for us, what we have to do is really to adapt ourselves to be able to have all these products and be able to push that to the users as well. So some examples will be, the first one will be games. We noticed that, I guess, when you spend much more time at home, people tend to spend more time on games as well.
But Joel, I thought you said people were being frugal, but they're buying games.
But they're spending more games.
All right.
So I think we work with partners like Xbox, Steam, Razer, and even digital products like VPNs, right? So I think it helps people save costs on those. At the same time, you know, it really helps them as they are spending more on games. You know, they also are able to get some savings as well. And beyond games, you know, we see that there's actually a shift to food delivery as well. So, you know, people are, because of COVID-19, they are spending more on food delivery, and therefore I think we work closer with our partners like Food Panda, GrabFood. I think same thing, what we want to do is really to drive more adoption of this food delivery service so that more people are using that, and maybe users that previously were MAU users are now becoming much more active and repeat users. And I think that's where we're able to drive more of these users over to our partners into those markets. So I think these are like changes that are happening in the different markets. And then what we try to do is really to shift our product offering so that we are able to match them on that. One interesting one we have is actually alcohol. So we did a flash sale in Australia. You know, there's a lockdown, people have to stay at home. You know, just one flash sale, we drove almost $600,000 in alcohol sales. So, you know, what we noticed is that actually it's really about finding out what people want, what they're at home, and be able to deliver on that.
How are you doing that, though? Sort of figuring out, now we're in phase two here in Singapore of reopening. How then do you figure out what people might still continue to buy online?
So one, I think we definitely can see, you know, what are they searching out for, right? Because they come to our site, they search for products or for names of merchants. And then from there, I think we're able to see, you know, do we have that merchant? If we don't, how are we able to partner with that merchant or, you know, merchant in the same mix? So I think it's really constantly trying to understand how that customer behavior has changed, you know, be able to offer that to them. Another one that I think we do quite often is really to talk to the customers. So we have this policy whereby we do call about customers and just try to find out from them how they find our new product, how they find, you know, some of the offerings that we have. And actually, if they would have a blank sheet or blank check, you know, what would they hope to be able to get on ShopBack? And through that, I think we're able to understand, you know, where people are shifting, where are they spending more of their money on, and how can we better help them. So just to give an example, the one for games was actually one that was an example that was given by them. And that's where, you know, the BD or supply team got into action and tried to get their best to get these partners like Razer, Xbox and Steam on board. So that is one. The second one, I think we also look at reports that are out there in the market. So I think there's a recent one by Facebook and Bain & Company, whereby I think they share that also, you know, for customers, they become more conservative, and actually 57% of respondents now cite value among their top three purchasing considerations. So with that, then I think we try to go and see, you know, where are some of these platforms that can help customers get more savings, and we try to partner with them. So I think that's where, you know, when we have a closer year on the ground, we are able to better work with our customers.
Because you also want to be you don't want to be too reactive. You also want to be at some point proactive and stay ahead of whatever trends might be coming your way, right?
Yes, definitely.
Has that been challenging to do, though, Joel? I imagine then you'd need more people to sort of help out in terms of data collection, etc.
Yes, I think it's not going to be easy, especially in this period. I think the part that we also try to leverage on by trying to be more proactive is really to see what's happening in other markets as well. To give an example, so for us, we are in 9 different markets, so we cover most of Southeast Asia, so there's Singapore, Malaysia, Philippines, Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam, and then outside Southeast Asia, we do have Taiwan, Korea, as well as Australia. And I think the part to take note is just different countries are at different stages of opening up in COVID, right? Yeah. So the earliest market that actually opened up for us was actually Taiwan. And, you know, they were able to keep that under wraps. And, you know, we were able to, you know, have a playbook to say how we would how would we be pushing hotel stays or staycations once the country opens up. And I think for a place like Taiwan, when they started opening up, what we were able to do was you know, be able to push hotels and work with the different partners and OTAs to try to push staycations and domestic travel. And with that, I think what we see now is that our post-COVID bookings in Taiwan for hotel stays and staycations are actually much higher than pre-COVID bookings. Right. So using that, we take that learnings to say, you know, as countries in Southeast Asia start to open up, you know, this is some of the playbook that we are going to bring to the market. And so we try to apply that. So we applied that when Malaysia announced that they were going to open up their cross-state restrictions so people could travel across different states, and with that we saw a spike in our bookings. So I think, you know, it's about trying to see how we are able to have a sort of like a crystal ball to see what's happening in other markets that might be ahead of others, and with that we're able to take that learning across 9 different markets.
No longer divinity, though, some regions are experiencing that second wave of COVID-19 infections. Does ShopBack have a playbook for that scenario?
Yeah, so unfortunately that's actually happening in 2 of our markets, in Korea and Australia. So I think you had seen the news whereby in Australia some of the states are experiencing that. So I think we have to be cognizant of what's happening locally on the ground. Yeah. We have a local team on the ground to let us know, you know, how is it there. And, you know, previously we were pushing for travel in Australia. It was doing well. And then, you know, now the second wave, I think we have to be understanding and know that, you know, it's not the right time to push travel. So I think it's back to pushing things that are, you know, for stay-at-home use. For example, furniture, or, you know, as I mentioned,
loungewear,
games, or food delivery,
pajamas.
Yeah, so I think being cognizant, yeah.
Yeah. What's your thoughts on the retail outlook then, Joel? We've got this ping pong thing going on. It might be with us for a while. Go out, stay in, go out, stay in. Unfortunately, due to this pandemic, right? What do you think retail is going to look like?
I think it's going to be a bit different, right? So I think on the front of the businesses, I think they're going to be much more mindful of how they're going to spend their marketing dollars. And that is a given when you're in a crisis. I think more importantly, it's really, I think they will be very focused on what is the ROI that they will be getting from their marketing spend. And so I think for us, and I think going forward in this period, what you would see is that they'll be asking more and more of their marketing partners to say, hey, you know, I've invested this amount of money with you. What is the ROI that I could get? And I think that is something that I think is a fundamental change for a lot of the marketing partners, because now there are more demands for that. And I think they don't want to just see clicks. They don't want to just see eyeballs. They want to see sales. So I think that's really on the merchant side. On the second portion, I believe that is really going to change is that definitely on digitization. So what happens is that there are customers that previously were a bit more apprehensive to buying their things online. Now I think they were able to experience it during this lockdown period.
A bit of no choice, though.
So Suzuki tried that, and it's I would say compulsory education in online shopping in some sense.
And do it or starve.
And you look back at the previous crisis, like in China, I think they attribute the SARS crisis in China to actually helping the Alibaba group actually get a lot more users because they were sort of educated during that period to use online shopping. And I believe that that's actually going to be the same as well here in Southeast Asia or actually most markets that are affected by COVID. So I would say that for customers' point of view, it would actually be easier for merchants to acquire them because they sort of have jumped over the barrier of, you know, going from just purely offline to now accepting online shopping. And last but not least, I think it's the merchants themselves that are going to be changed by this digitalization, whereby, you know, previously they were having most of their sales in the offline channels, and that continues to be a big channel. But I think they increasingly see that, you know, I have to, number one, diversify, but number two, I also want to be able to tap on this growing pool of users that are really buying a lot more online. And so what we would see is that this cycle whereby, you know, more users are shopping online, and that in turn brings more merchants because merchants go to where users want to shop at, right? So I think they will be investing more in this channel and be pushing more in their online or digital front.
All right, Joel Leong is co-founder of ShopBack. Joel, thanks for joining us today and stay safe.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.